The actress and director Penny Marshall died last night in her Los Angeles home. A publicist says it was of complications from diabetes. Marshall was 75. In front of the camera, she was best known as Laverne of Laverne and Shirley, the hit Happy Days spinoff. Behind the camera, Marshall was a groundbreaking director. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Set in the late 50s in Milwaukee, two women are working at the Schatz Brewery. Shirley, played by Cindy Williams, is put together, if a little nervous and uptight. Her friend Laverne, played by Penny Marshall, is none of those things, but she could see the best of a bad situation. Like, after the pair gets laid off from the Schatz Brewery, she says in her nasal New York accent, "Hey, maybe we can meet a couple of guys down at unemployment."
"I happened to meet a doctor there once."
"I want you to think about that for a minute, Laverne. Why would a doctor be unemployed?
He was so good, he cured everybody."
Carol Penny Marshall was born in the Bronx in 1943. She directed a few episodes of Laverne and Shirley, but she got her big break behind the scenes directing the movie Big, starring Tom Hanks, about a boy who gets transported into a grown man's body. She told NPR in 1988 that Big was about childhood innocence.
"If you lose the child in you when you get older, as far as, you know, being too driven to, you know, that work becomes too important and you just become a horrible human being, that you could keep some of that innocence and openness of being of a decent human being."
Like when Tom Hanks's character Josh brings over a woman, played by Elizabeth Perkins, to his house for what he thinks is a play date.
"I mean, I like you and I want to spend the night with you."
"Do you mean sleep over?"
"Well, yeah."
"Okay. But I get to be on top."
With Big, Penny Marshall became the first woman to direct a movie that brought in over $100 million at the box office. Marshall then directed A League of Their Own, about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League during World War II.
"I seem to remember last week somebody throwing a rosin bag in my face, telling me to get my fat ass back behind the plate. Was that you or the umpire?"
"Oh, it meant the world to me and all of our people."
Mary Moore was a player for the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in 1951 and 52. She said, "Before A League of Their Own, people didn't pay much attention to women's baseball."
"It just started a whole new world for almost all of us. And for the women to know that, you know, they could do something like that."
Tributes online also came in from many of the people Penny Marshall worked with and loved, including her ex-husband Rob Reiner, Robert De Niro, and Rosie O'Donnell. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.